Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Have spoken. We've won with the most votes ever cast on a presidential ticket in the history of the nation. 74 million.
Joe Biden, with over 290 electoral votes, moves quickly on Saturday, already building out his administration and talking about some of the things that Americans can be prepared for. And the first female VP ever in our history, part of that ticket, Kamala Harris, also on the stage on Saturday. Some Americans dancing in the streets and reveling in Washington and Philadelphia, in Nevada, in places across the country, others protesting what they say was an election that is filled with fraud. The president has not conceded, and some of those around him say he shouldn't do that. Kate Delaney, what else is new? We are in the middle of the pandemic, record numbers, and we move forward from the election, and we'll see what these, if anything, challenges hold for the president, or if he concedes. Supposedly there are definitely people, including some in his family, that are pushing for that while others are pushing against that. So let me tell you what's happening on the against that front. Lindsey Graham pushing the president to fight hard not to concede, saying to not do that. Obviously, he's a prominent Republican in Congress who narrowly won his seat back in this last election, but the senator said on Fox News, we will work with Biden if he wins, but Trump has not lost. And he said there were some shenanigans related to mail ballots and large number of Americans preferred in the election. It's wild, wild west when it comes to mail-in balloting. So everything we've worried about has come true if we don't fight. And we're not gonna do that. We need to be able to, fight. Other top Republicans were a little bit different. They refused to acknowledge Biden had won, but saying what we need in the presidential race is to make sure every legal vote is counted, every recount is completed, and every legal challenge should be heard. So the last count, like I said, 290 electoral votes for Joe Biden is what we have on the board. Ted Cruz saying the legal process is to do it and to move forward, and that's it. I mean, to just challenge, and it should be challenged. He said, newsrooms in New York City, according to Cruz, said they don't get to decide the outcome. He was also on Fox News on the Sunday Swirl. It's what I call all the talking head shows from Fox to CBS to NBC. He said, at this point, we should allow the rule of law to operate. We should allow the legal process to move forward. And when that process is concluded, which it will be in a matter of weeks, we'll know who prevailed in the election. So I don't see a concession necessarily on the horizon, but I think that the president eventually will concede unless something unforeseen happens. And January 20th, I mean, this is when Biden would officially take over. And the thing that now is happening, of course, is that in between time, no matter what, for the president, unless something different happens. So one of the things that will go on in this in this presidency, the tail end of it, is what happens in the months leading up to the 20th. And the administration has already said they're going to hit Iran with a flood of sanctions before the inauguration So what happens with the U.S. nuclear deal, that kind of thing, and the sanctions are separate from the Iranian nuclear program, by the way, and linked to the ballistic missile program. So remember, in 2018, the president backed out of the agreement, saying it failed to curtail Iran's ballistic missile program and its influence in the region. So it was maybe going to be the opposite, or at least Iran had hoped, with Biden in the White House. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, said there's an opportunity that's come up for the next U.S. administration to compensate for past mistakes and return to the path of complying with the international agreements through respect of international norms. And, of course, tensions between the U.S. and Iran have escalated under this administration and since leaving the nuclear deal. Personally, for me, I think this was one of the wins in the administration, because once you let up on the Iranians, then all bets are off. To me, we've seen in the past that it's sneaky sneak, and I think that you got to really squeeze them. So I believe that flooding them with sanctions is a smart thing to do. Not everybody agrees with that, but I think so. I think we saw in a previous administration, another administration, where it looked like, okay, well, yeah, we're going to, it's all good. They're going to follow through. They're going to curtail on nuking up. But then, in fact, that wasn't really what was happening. So, to me, it makes sense to stay in that condition of, yes, sanction them up, because that's the only thing that I think holds their feet to the fire, so to speak. So, interesting. What happened over the weekend? Saturday was the day that Biden, if nothing was challenged, eclipsed that electoral vote that was needed, which was 270, and then led to the Saturday night in Wilmington of talking about what was happening coming up in the future, and what already he was working on, and that he would be the president for everybody in the United States. But I still think there is a lot of healing of the soul of this nation to happen before, and if that can happen, which no matter what and who's ever in the office, I'm always, always rooting for that. I'm certainly not rooting for the coronavirus to continue to wreak havoc. The SOB of a virus has really flattened just way too many people. And now, sadly, we are officially over 10 million cases in the United States. 238,000 people have died. In the world, 1.26 million deaths out of a total of 50.4 million cases. It has wreaked havoc with us emotionally, physically, obviously, with families, and the loss of life, and then those who narrowly escape the jaws of death. And economically, it's been disastrous. Too many people losing jobs, too many people having to make decisions on, do we eat or do we pay the rent? Do we eat or do we pay the mortgage? Do we eat or do we pay the car payment? And there's talk about the stimulus, and now can the stimulus move forward? One other thing, supposedly a lot of workers on the front lines, that's where it's so dangerous when you work in these grocery stores, etc. Trader Joe's announced that 1,250 workers tested positive for COVID-19. Wow, that's a very, very high rate. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
It is that time for This or That. The technical maestro has arrived, Eric. And Eric, I know that we have to say this right at the top because you are weary from your travels. And you just went to New Mexico, so you were on a flight. So tell the world, tell the nation what it was like to fly during the pandemic.
It was fine. The planes were smaller than usual, and there was no space in between the people, so the planes were jam-packed.
So when you got on your plane, which was what, United?
Yep.
It was packed.
Yeah, almost full. All of the planes that I...
But you had a mask on the whole time.
Yeah, everyone had to have a mask on the whole time and covering their noses and everything, so...
So it was okay. So you felt safe? Did you feel safe?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was, honestly, it was just like normal. The only difference that... The only real difference, I think, was that the planes were smaller than usual because, I think less people are flying. But the airport in Denver was really busy as usual.
Yeah, I've been through that airport. That's a big airport, so that's interesting. That means more people actually are traveling. But if your flight was smaller, that means that maybe more people are traveling than have been, but it's still not anywhere near the numbers that we've seen in the past. And so then that would mean that they would roll out the smaller planes, and that's why you were on smaller planes.
Yeah, that's what I gathered. I didn't really ask or anything, but yeah.
Well, yeah, because, of course, you're not going to talk very much. You're in a mask. So it's like, now I'm just going to sit here in my mask. I'm not going to ask a bunch of questions. Forget it. No way. And speaking of that, for our first this or that, because that's what we do here on our Sunday into Monday show with you, would you rather talk more or listen more? Which do you prefer?
Both. I think, I guess I can't choose both, huh?
Both. You can. No, you choose one or the other. It's this or that. Talk more or listen more?
Listen more.
Listen more. Okay, that's good. I like to listen more. In fact, coming up, Kari Schuster is going to join us. She wrote a book called How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. And that's the thing between men and women, the whole listening thing. And I always say if men would just like listen a little bit more, then they would have been much more satisfied with their relationship, I think. But I think anyone in general. So listening, exercising that listening muscle is smart.
Yeah, I have a hard time listening to my girlfriend, like, for as long as I should, you know? I zone out too easily. I think most people can relate, or most men can relate. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You do, because usually, this will get me into all kinds of trouble, a lot of times women don't get to the point right away. So you have a shorter attention span. And men, too. I mean, listen, I know tons of men that don't get to the point either. But then when they don't get to the point, you have a harder time listening, especially when our attention span is 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's so true. Yep.
Crazy. 8 seconds.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I need to teach my girlfriend how to tell stories a little better, like how to get to that point and then elaborate, you know?
So this is what you do. You have a candlelight dinner and say, listen, I want you to do me a favor because I really want to connect even more. So I'm going to teach you how to tell stories better. But it's true. Some people aren't good at getting to the point, and they meander through a story, and then they lose your attention. So listen, I like that. So I would say listen for me. I mean, I talk about listening. I trademark something called influential listening, so I'm all about that. But it is a muscle you have to really exercise and do what you just said. You have to just, you know, help it along however you can. All right, if you had a choice, and you have no choice in this case, you have to pick one disaster or the other, would you rather go through a hurricane or a tornado?
Hurricane.
Yep, me too. I've already been through a hurricane, and I've been through a tornado too, but not the tornado wasn't as bad. I was covering it, and so it was different from me being in the middle of everything. You know, we have this tropical storm, Eta, which is near South Florida, and it's had terrible winds. It wasn't the surge and all that stuff in the Keys and all of that, but it could have been worse. But, of course, it was awful when it hit other places, and that heavy rain is terrible, but hurricanes... They are hurricanes to me versus a tornado, because hurricanes are horrible, but hurricanes versus a tornado where it just all of a sudden crops up and all of a sudden there's a funnel and there's not very much warning, I think that's scarier.
Yeah, tornadoes scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, me too. Since I moved to places where there were tornadoes, like Tornado Alley, and boy, there was damage just a year ago all around me, and I was away, and people were texting me, are you all right? Are you alive? What? What are you talking about? And that's how I knew about what had happened. And, of course, we were fine, but there was a lot of areas not too far from us where they had houses and whatnot destroyed, cars, etc. And of course your life, I mean, it bears down on you, and unless you've got some kind of a bunker like our friend Pete in Texas or someone else, you're really, really stuck. So I would rather not have either, but since it's a this or that, I would rather go through a hurricane. So how about that? We're on the same page. All right, is it chips and dip or salsa and tortilla chips? Which would you rather have?
I'll go with the salsa and tortilla chips.
Yeah, something about salsa, right? Yeah, me too. I mean, I like both, and of course, both are not great for us. I guess salsa and tortilla chips a little bit better than the sour cream and whatever else in a dip. But
what
I don't know. There's something.
What about tortilla chips with like cheese? That cheese dip.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. If you had, like, the seven-layer cheese dip or you have the, you know, whatchamacallit, the nachos or something, no, that's a killer. But if you just had plain chips and some salsa, a little bit. And, of course, this is what the problem is. Most of us, right, everybody listening, and this is our fun, lighter segment that we're talking about this or that. Most of us are what I call wood chippers, where you just inhale it. So you just, instead of eating, hey, this is good, I'm having a handful of chips, you eat like too many. So this is how you know you're in trouble. When you go out with your buddies, your posse, or your woman, or your man, or whatever, and you've already been served three giant bowls of tortilla chips, that's not good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, when all of a sudden, when they're coming back to, unless there's just a ton of you there, when they're coming back to refill it too many times, how many chips have you already eaten? Like, I don't know, 30, 40? Ugh, that's not good.
Yeah, it depends on the salsa, too. If the salsa is, like, good and spicy and, like, you know, it's addicting, then, yeah, you can't stop eating it. And then next thing you know, you've eaten all of it.
Yeah. And that's the worst, right? All right, so you have to do a chore. If you had the choice of mowing the yard, or vacuuming the house, which would you choose?
Vacuuming.
Yeah, me too. Forget the mowing. Ugh, I have to wear goggles. The yard's got acorns all over it or whatever sharp object is going to fly up in my face. So I'm with you. Although the vacuum, you got to clean out the vacuum. We have the kind where it's the pet vacuum because we have Guinness. So you have to empty the bloody thing like at least three times. Will you come vacuum my house? I'll fly you down here. Please. Always fun with you, my man. Thank you so much, Eric. We'll see you again next time for This or That. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is cutting across the southern tip of Florida, dropping heavy rains and causing flash flooding. The storm made landfall late Sunday night after dropping heavy rains for several hours Sunday afternoon. Some areas have seen more than 10 inches of rain from this storm, bringing the risk of flash flooding. The storm is forecast to continue to track west Monday and into the Gulf of Mexico. There's a chance it could then gather strength and become a hurricane again before being picked up by a low-pressure system and threatening the northern Gulf Coast of Florida. The United States is approaching 10 million coronavirus cases after adding another 100,000 new cases on Sunday. It's the fifth straight day that new confirmed cases have eclipsed 100,000. Hospitalizations from the disease have also been on the rise, with 16 states reporting record-high numbers of patients. This is USA Radio News. For the sixth straight week, average gasoline prices have fallen across the country. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Dr. Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73.
And Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There haven't been any reports of damage or injuries, though it was felt up to 100 miles away throughout Connecticut and Rhode Island. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
All right, you're going to love our next guest and her partners with her as well. Carrie Schuster joins us, and she joins us from Australia, and she's written a book called How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. How many times do I hear that from people, that you're not listening to what I'm saying? He never listens, she never listens, they never listen, whatever it is, whoever your partner is. And geez, how key that is. So I was really excited to have Carrie on, because I talk about listening, and I think it dovetails into, she goes deep into other areas that I don't talk about, that I've talked about on stages. And I think it's quite powerful. I mean, I'm going to just go out there and say, of all the books that I've read in the last year, this is in my top 10, that you have to get this. You have to get this, because it's so frustrating to have a great partner but see that it starts to fall apart. And all of it is because you keep walking down this path where you're not paying attention or you're not looking for cues. And Carrie gives you great ways to do that, that's for sure. So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to give a big shout-out to Rodney Elson as well, because he's with us. Hi, Rodney.
How you going?
Hi.
I love
thank
that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, that tells you something about this relationship. So Carrie, why did you write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to write this book?
I was often talking with clients and even people. I'm a designer dressmaker, and so people are always telling me their heart stories. And they often, this theme kept happening of, I can't get him to listen to me, or I can't get her to listen to me, or I can't get my kids to listen to me. How do I get them to listen to me? And as it just kept going on, I felt like I needed to write some sort of a tool book or something where there was just these simple dot points, the people would go, oh, yeah, I could try that. Oh, yeah, I could try that. So I began writing something like a PDF download, and as I continued to write, it turned into a little bit more. It got a little bit bigger and probably a little bit bigger than actually a download. So I looked into the whole publishing side of things and had it published.
And what I like is you just tell us flat out how to get your partner to listen to you. So how do you get Rodney to listen to you?
I definitely look for timing. Timing is probably one of the biggest and greatest keys that I tend to really share with people. Though there's non-verbal and verbal cues, so you can actually hear from within when it's the right timing. And also logically, one of the key things is to, when your partner gets home from work, not to just launch into some intense conversation as soon as they walk in the door, or, you know, start throwing demands or whatever. It's about timing, like allowing them to have some breathing space for 10 minutes or half an hour, depending on the person, and, you know, allowing the and being patient, knowing that when you hear to say something, they'll be ready to hear. They'll be ready to give you all of who they are, because I've had some breathing space to settle back into this flow in the home from coming in from where they were out in the world. So timing is a very huge thing, and I very much look for that with Rodney. He has a lot going on with his work mentally. He's on the computer all day and talking with lots of people all the time. So I'm very mindful as to when it's the right timing to speak with him, because I want his full attention. So I'll always look for those cues, and when he's ready, I can see it and feel it.
Oh, that's such great advice. I think that is like 90% of what people don't do, and you certainly have seen it. And as you said, being a dressmaker, all that conversation, all the things that happened, and there was the necessity for it, and I think that drove you to write this, and you've said that. Rodney, for you, and both of you were in other relationships in your lives, what's been the hardest part for you to learn along your journey with Carrie?
Learning to listen, learning to stop what you think you need to be doing, or directing, having your own agenda, I guess, is probably more to the point. Coming into a conversation with your own agenda instead of finding out what the other person is really meaning and what they're trying to tell you. And that only comes about by listening. So it's sort of, if you can go in with no agenda and then you listen, everything unfolds. Then you actually see this, you start to see the other person for what they need to say, which then makes you be able to look at how you can come up with solutions, how you can help them with whatever they need to know. I think that's one of the keys is no agenda in a conversation.
Yeah, that's good too. That piggybacks on what Carrie was saying for sure. Carrie, what do you hope people take away from reading the book overall? So they read the book and they get all these, I call them really solid tips. It's more than tips, but the philosophy, the examples, that whole kind of thing. What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
To begin to really listen to themselves, to notice those cues that are going on inside of them and hear them for what they really are. And be able to allow their life and their love to flow out from there. Because often we're focusing on the partner to fill us up, to deal with stuff and to, you know, look at me, instead of realizing that they're our mirrors. They were drawn to us because there are qualities in them that are in us, but we haven't noticed them in us, but we've certainly noticed them in them. So, and I believe that we have people in front of us who are mirroring, you know, good and bad, but mirroring so that we can recognize, okay, that's what not to do and that's what to do. And so alongside of that is to, alongside of what Rodney said as well, is when people are talking with one another, we're very easy to bring the history, the past. So it's like this big wardrobe just brought in and sits right in between you. So, oh, he's going to think this, or she's going to say that, or they're going to do this. And you've got this expectation over the conversation that hasn't hardly even happened yet because of previous things, instead of just being present. Be present right here, right now. You're in front of me. I'm looking at you. I'm giving you my full attention. You're giving me all your full attention. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear from your heart. I want to hear, I want to see your face. I want to look at you, not your phone. I want to see these aspects about who you are and really hear what you're trying to say to me. Even if you can't even properly express it between you, if you're both listening, you can actually thrash it out together. One of the things that I said in my book, which was really key too, was when Rodney and I first met, because he'd been so hurt, he really shut down in his emotional being. And when we used to have, we'd have massive long conversations on the phone on a daily basis, and I would say to him, oh, so how did you feel about that? Oh, I don't know. And I said, oh, well, did you feel butterflies, or did you feel angry, or did you feel, what did you feel? And as we started exploring some of those sort of unusual feelings that he had not sort of entertained the words for, couldn't connect the words and the feeling, and oh, so that's what that means. Oh, frustration. Oh, that's nervousness. Oh, that's fear. Oh, you know, and what aspect of fear? When you can explore those things together, getting to know each other through all of those things, putting words to certain feelings that I found that us women seem to be very articulate in the emotional side of things, which men aren't necessarily fully equipped that way, and that's why we get to walk together on the earth and share those things with them. And so, you know, Rodney would often say, oh, so that's what that is. Yeah, that's what that is. So just next time you hear, feel that, that's potentially what that is. So those things were really, they were huge. They were huge in our relationship, and I know that they you know, lots of men clients that I've dealt with, it seems to come up again and again and again, but they don't understand that sort of articulated word, or that they're used to in their logic, what the emotion is with that, and how that all flows, and how that connects, and then how do we respond with that, how to react with it.
Wow, so well said. We're like almost out of time, but I have to ask you this. How empowering is it for you to do what you do and then to have written this book?
Oh, I feel really blessed. I feel like this book has flowed through me. So here I am talking to you on the other side of the world, which just amazes me, and thank you very much for us inviting me and us. This book has been a privilege to be able to share, and if the whole world got a hold of this, oh my goodness, how could it change? It would change so many relationships on this earth.
Yep, yeah. I love it, and it's a perfect place to end this. This is why you have to get this book, How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. Carrie Schuster, thank you so much. Rodney Elson, thanks for being along for the ride too and throwing in your 2 cents. It was valuable. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-, or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I love this next guest because his book just pulls you right in. And you know how much I like reading about stories that get you right from the beginning, and I've talked about this on the air so many times, and they take you all the way down and lift you all the way up. And I don't want to give away all his thunder, so I'm going to let him talk about it. But Mark Quintano joins us. He's in our virtual green room right now. And his book's title is Who's Who? Who is Who? Hey, Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Good evening, Kate, and thank you very much for having me, first of all. And I'm excited to be here.
So let's talk about what made you decide you were going to write this book. What was it that drew you to, okay, I'm going to write this book?
Well, I've always had a penchant for fantasies, of, you know, passion for having, you know, fantasy worlds, and I never really lived in reality growing up. So I wanted to make a book that was kind of a tribute to the human race. So I made up these characters, Chrissy, our hero, who is a pixie from Aries, and she's being pursued by her sister, who is actually another, they actually grew up together, these two, on Aries, as two members of a royal family, of a noble family. And now she's on Terra trying to locate her sister, Chrissy, because Chrissy now is trying to protect us Terrans from the Aresians who want to eradicate us off the planet. So my premise, my inspiration was to try and show that us humans can rally together and we can really be better than what we are, because even though we can be violent and we can be, you know, not very pleasant, let's face it, basically, I believe we're more of a more of a caring race than a destructive race. And I wanted something to show people that what would happen if, say, we really were facing our own mortality and we really were facing a real wipeout situation where it's either live or, like, you know, we're not going to be here anymore. So either we stick together as one or we get wiped out together. So no matter how it happens, whether we live together or we die together, no matter what happens, we're still together. So basically, the whole human race will be together no matter what. And I kind of wanted to, you know, like, I guess project that in my book to let people, you know, have a faith in humanity. Like, don't give up and don't let people, you know, the whole world around it just because there's some bad things. Don't let it destroy everything that we made. And maybe we can make ourselves a whole lot better down the future.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's so interesting to go on that journey with you in the book. And as you said, you can tell, obviously, some of what you came up with was so creative, and I could tell that you had a penchant for fantasy. For you, what was the best part about running it? What was the most fun?
Well, the most fun was being able to, like, do research. I always liked history, so I put some history in there. She's fought in the Punic Wars, she's fought with the Etruscans, she's fought with the fall of Carthage, the Sumerians, you know, the Persian Empire. I mean, she's been around. Her and DK, who was her counterpart, he was born on Terra, but he's half Arisian. So it was all fun for me to, like, go through history, and then I did all the drawing and all the words, all the stories, all from me. There's no computer-generated imagery. There's no text typing with a computer or word, you know, anything like that. Everything you see in the book is all hand-drawn, hand-written, hand-colored. Everything is done. So I kind of wanted to use my own ability to kind of escape, you know, like to just be in a, like, travel to another world, just be, you know, sort of in a different, you know, a different reality, for lack of a better word. It was really fun. And the more I did it, the more I was, you know, the more things came to me. And that was more satisfying to me as I got more creative, more creativity came to me. Sometimes now there's writer's block. We all have it. You know, I'd be sitting down with my pen and my inks. And then all of a sudden I had this great idea. And then, boom, I'd just sit there and look, and I'd be dead, and I couldn't think of nothing. So the highs and the lows were actually the good part of it, just the experience of being able to create something with my own ability and share it with other people. That really, you know, I was hoping that they would really like it, and maybe it would, you know, just be something to enjoy and to entertain.
And it is that. It is entertaining. We're speaking to Mark Quintana, and this book is called Who's Who. What about the family? What did the family say about the book?
Well, my sister, Andrea, God bless her, she was always very, very supportive. My sister, Lori, she's more of a realist. You know, she's like, oh, we didn't, you know, she's like, no one comes from Mars. You know, she's like very matter of fact, very, you know, everything has to be factual with Lori. So she kind of took it as, you know, oh, it's just fun. It'll make a nice cartoon. Maybe they'll watch it on Saturday morning someday. And my brother Michael, he's very, you know, he's creative in his own right, too. He likes it. So he's coming up with ideas, too. He's bouncing stuff off me. He's getting into it. But, yeah, they're all, you know, my daughter was into it. I got my granddaughter. I'm going to have her start making backgrounds for book two, just splashing color on papers, you know, for skies and stuff. But they're all very supportive, and it really helps. You know, it's really nice to have a good support group for people that believe that, you know, you could do something, and that might make them, you know, like I said, make other people, you know, entertained and just have, you know, a good experience.
Did you ever think in your everyday life that, hey, I'm going to be a writer and I'm going to come up with these stories and it's going to have meaning and it's going to have impact on how humans relate to each other, but it's going to involve fantasy, which I like. Did you ever think you were going to write one book, let alone more that are coming down the road?
No, that's good, Kate, that you put it like that. I never really thought of it like that, but I always had like, I always like to draw. I've always loved to color and make little stories and stuff. And I had this in my head for a very long time. I just never really focused to get down and really put it down on paper. But, yeah, I didn't really plan it to be as, you know, I wanted something on paper that people could read, yes. But to come this far and talking to you, no, I never dreamed that. I got to say, I didn't think we'd actually come this far.
Well,
so ecstatic.
I think every writer has a favorite character, or just there's a couple that they like to write about. What was your favorite person, I guess, that you created in this book?
Well, that would definitely have to be our hero, Chrissy, because of the it goes back to my family again. I was raised by a very strong woman, my mother. She was very independent, and she was a woman that was kind of ahead of her times, I guess we would say. And I was impressed by my aunts being very independent. All the women I've ever known were very independent, very, you know, strong-minded, self-thinking women that can, you know, get things done. So I use that as I figured, let me build on that. Let's find, you know, a woman who's going to be someone who's going to be stronger than everybody else, a lot smarter than everybody else, but not as, like, arrogant as say, let's say a man. I mean, I'll admit it. We can be. So I wanted a woman to be the hero for the fact that she could be a woman and still be dynamic and assertive enough to have the responsibility to save the entire planet. In fact, the entire Terran race. So that was the kickstarter, the inspiration for it, was to have a definite female superhero. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, you were fine. You know, I was just going to interject. This is the perfect time for the female hero. So I think that this was meant to be, because you hit the culture at the right time for it. Do you feel like that?
Well, I've always wanted it to be that way. And if it does hit, then that would be the most fantastic thing that I've really accomplished other than my daughter in my whole life. You know, so for it to really be that, I would say, to be that on the mark, I have to say I am very blessed for that part, yes.
Yeah, it's a great story, again, and the book is Who's Who. Mark Quintana, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show.
Yes, thank you, everybody, and go get the book. You'll love it.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.